the Glass, John Kurtz, and Mitch Fortner are in the building, actually. Just saw him. Mitch is actually on the other side of the glass right now as well. But they are getting ready to head over to the capital city for Manhattan High basketball tonight at the Dungeon against Topeka High. Both the boys and girls will be in action. Girls get started at 6 o'clock. And the boys to follow. A lot to get into on today's show. It's just part of a weird week around here with the schedule, the way things work out. K-State basketball plays tomorrow. They play at 6, so we will not have a regular show tomorrow. We will have Powercat game day from 4 to 5 before K-State Sports Network coverage picks things up from there. We will have a show for you on Thursday, but John will be out as he is headed down to the Sunshine State from the Sunflower State. K-State baseball, believe it or not, it is about time to be baseball season, and John will be down in Florida for K-State's opening weekend of baseball on Thursday. We will have a show for you on Friday as well, but Mitch will be out for part of that because of MHS girls basketball. So a lot of interesting things going on this week, but we will do our best to work through it with you. And as for today, you have Brennan and I today. You can give us a call, 537-1350, 866-776-1350. In today's show, we'll talk with our Powercat Game Day blogger Cole Manbeck in the second hour. You'll hear audio from Bruce Weber, who met with media earlier this afternoon at the basketball practice facility, an updated look at K-State's NCAA tournament chances, a recap of last night's incredible Big 12 conference action, including KU and West Virginia, and we will also go around college basketball. But first, the two big pieces of news from over the last several days, including one of them becoming official just earlier this morning, but that's what we're going to start with. Colin Klein returning to Kansas State as the Wildcats' new quarterbacks coach. You heard yesterday that Del Miller, K-State's longtime quarterbacks coach and co-offensive coordinator, had decided to retire. K-State had lined it up ahead of time to have Colin Klein come in and replace Del Miller as the Wildcats' quarterbacks coach. Klein has spent the last season as the QB's coach at Northern Iowa. Before that, he was a quality control assistant coach for Bill Snyder in K-State. And before that, as many of you recall, he was the quarterback for your 2012 Big 12 champion Kansas State Wildcats and a finalist for the Heisman Trophy. There are a number of reasons why I think this is a solid move for K-State, but the first one is a very, very simple one. Colin Klein, being in his mid-20s, has a great degree of relatability to the players that he is going to be working with. But it doesn't just have to do with the age factor. I think that he is the poster child of player development under Snyder, especially Snyder 2.0. He really embodies everything that the K-State program has been about under Bill Snyder, coming from a pretty unheralded place. I mean, he was not a highly recruited player, certainly no doubt about that. He was a misfit kind of wide receiver when he came in, and for him to develop into what he did really shows how great K-State's coaching has been over the course of time. And so I think that that is very relatable for him to the quarterbacks he's going to be working with, especially Jesse Ertz. His first student, essentially, is going to be Jesse Ertz, a quarterback that can remind you a little bit of Colin Klein. I think Jesse Ertz throws the ball maybe a little bit better than Klein did, maybe doesn't run the ball with quite as much force as Klein did, but you can see some similarities there. They're both deceptively fast runners. They both can make guys miss in open space more than maybe you would expect them to, and that's going to be a huge benefit for Jesse Ertz working with a guy like Colin Klein, especially going into the season the K-State is going into, because it does feel very similar as we transition from 2016 to 2017. It feels very similar to when K-State transitioned from 2011 to 2012. And 2011 was, of course, the season that Colin Klein first emerged on the scene as a solid quarterback in the Big 12. And he worked through the course of that offseason, and he had a very talented team around him that was coming back and they turned it into a run at the Big 12 championship and came very close to a national title game appearance. And you can make some comparisons there, certainly, to what K-State is aiming to do this season, and Jesse Ertz is going to be a massive, massive part of that. So that's a couple of big reasons why I think this makes a lot of sense for K-State to bring Colin Klein in right now.
Absolutely, and just the name recognition, for one, among those in the recruiting area for the Wildcats in the Midwest, guy that, as you said, just 4 seasons ago was a Heisman Trophy finalist. So that's really a good get for the Wildcats there. And granted, how he might do as a quarterback coach, hard to say exactly what his coaching acumen is because he hasn't been in it at a while. But just the fact that the K-State experience and the name recognition, that's a big get for the Wildcats. And really, you couldn't have asked for much else in terms of that regard.
I think that he will be a decent recruiter. I mean, he can tell his own story as I described him earlier, a misfit wide receiver who came so close to winning the Heisman Trophy. I think that that will play well
and
with a lot of players.
He was a high school quarterback in a triple option offense and was recruited more for his basketball ability than his football. So that gives you an idea of the kind of person he is, to kind of say, hey, you may not be quote-unquote the blue-chip recruiter necessarily, but look what happened to me.
I think he's doing this at the right time as well. I know that there had been a lot of talk, even his senior year at K-State, that his future could be in coaching and that he could be a hot name in the coaching circles pretty quickly, but I didn't want to see him take a huge jump like this right away coming out of college, because I thought that he needed to get 2 or 3 years of experience under his belt as a coach before this kind of jump. He was just such a – the reason I say that is because he – well, and he still is this way to a certain degree, but he's such a perfectionist, and he was such a perfectionist as a player that I would have wondered how his responsibilities would have weighed down on him, feeling like he has to do everything absolutely perfect and absolutely right. And part of it, you know, because, embodies his head coach, Bill Snyder.
Not every coach can work 20 hours a day like
right.
Bill Snyder can and not feel the ill effects of it.
Right.
I mean, obviously not everyone's cut out to do that. So you have to manage your schedule as a coach a lot differently than you would have as a player or in any other profession, really.
Right. I think that he could have done it and done a nice job, but I think there's a chance that he would have ended up hating it, or just hating how that was controlling his life as a result. With him instead climbing up to this point over the period of 2 or 3 or 4 years, going from quality control to a quarterback's coach at a solid FBS program and now quarterback's coach at K-State, I think that taking it more with those little stair steps is going to benefit him with learning how to be a solid coach and learning how to designate his time, designate his responsibilities. That to me is really big, and it's probably a big reason why he chose to go ahead and make this move now and not, you know, when he probably I'm guessing would have had a chance to be a higher profile coach if he wanted to somewhere. He probably could have been like an offensive coordinator at an FCS kind of school, maybe last year or something like that.
Maybe not quite yet, since he was
quarterback's
getting pretty close. Coach at FCS school. Granted, it's hard to say whether you'd want to give a 25-year-old, he is 25, right?
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. Yeah, give a 25-year-old the reins of a Division I program's offense. That might be a stretch to say, but yeah, definitely a quarterback's coach.
At 27.
27, okay. Still very young for a coordinator at the Division I level. I don't think that we'd expect to see that from him until probably till he's 29, 30 or so at least.
Well, I'm very excited for this opportunity for him. It's going to be great to get to talk to him again when we get to, you know, K-State Football Media Day, everything that are still months down the road. And hopefully we'll have a chance to get him on the show at some point before too long to talk about this new role of his. Of course, the other big news within the last 48 hours or so, the announcement that Bill Snyder is battling throat cancer and has been receiving treatment at KU Med for the last 3 weeks or so. Just a couple of thoughts on this before we move on with the show. And first and foremost, it's extremely sad news, and you have to extend your thoughts and prayers to not just Coach, but his entire family and his, as he says, support system. He uses that term a lot to describe his players, but it applies to him too. He has a lot of very dear personal friends that he was a little bit upset that he didn't get to tell them personally about this news. I mean, the rumors started coming out, and maybe it didn't all get out the way that he would have preferred, but you have to wish the absolute best for him. And I think the fact that he isn't hesitating to continue his coaching career is yet another testament to how amazing he is and how much he loves what he does. Because at 77, working in one of the country's most stressful professions, he owes absolutely nothing to K-State or its fans, but he wants to do this, and that speaks volumes to how much he truly cares about his job and the players that he currently has in his system. So it's not the best of news, and it's certainly not great timing for K-State, but things are looking up as far as his prognosis, and hopefully we do not have any setbacks moving forward as K-State prepares to open spring practice here in the next month or so.
Yeah, I was not wanting to suspect that it was cancer when we first heard last week that something's wrong with Coach Snyder, but regardless, it's sad to hear that, and I'm glad to hear that his treatment is so far going well and that we expect to have him back, and it really shows you just how tough the guy is, and the stuff that I'm hearing from former players and assistants about him tearing his ACL in spring practice and not even missing a day of work. I mean, that just shows you how tough the guy is and how dedicated he is to his job, and the fact that he's not even giving retirement a single glance at all despite this is remarkable.
Well, it's certainly lit a fire under K-State's players. I mean, you look at their reactions on social media. I saw one today from one of the recruits that K-State just signed here a couple weeks ago that was wishing Coach Snyder well and said that now more than ever the team owes it to him to go win him a national championship. You know, there's a lot of that sentiment going on, and the well wishes for Coach Snyder stretch very far and very wide. It's been pretty amazing to see some of the people chiming in to wish him the best. But I said this yesterday on Twitter, and it's certainly still true today. This is a time and place where 1 out of 10 people would deny the sky is blue. I mean, you just cannot get unanimous agreement on anything ever. And you can't find one single negative thing about Coach Snyder right now. I mean, everyone wants him to get better and coach for as long as he wants to, and that's a pretty sweet thing to see.
Best tweet that I saw yesterday was from a guy who said, Bill Snyder could beat cancer with a walk-on oncologist, a JUCO surgeon, and an X-ray tech he converted over from pharmacy school.
I saw that. Pretty cool stuff. Pretty true as well. I'm not sure exactly who his doctors are, but wouldn't surprise me to find out they came from a small Kansas town of 703 people or something like
KU
that.
KU Med is, I think, is where he's getting a lot of his treatment, as well as in Houston as well.
Yep, and he is in great care. The folks at KU Med are absolutely incredible, and certainly no concerns about that whatsoever. Going to go to our first break here on the show. We will be joined by Cole Manbeck, our Powercat Game Day blogger, in the second hour. When we come back, don't know if you were paying attention to the Big 12 action last night. It was intense. KU's press, not West Virginia's press, is the reason the Jayhawks were able to win last night in amazing fashion. We'll talk more about that coming up next on The Game.